There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure glad to have you here with us. Hope you're having a nice, pleasant weekend. We talked about a lot of weekend things earlier here on the show. I want to talk a little bit about Baltimore. This is a complicated situation involving the rioting that took place up in Baltimore, the death of a young fellow named Freddie Gray, what the circumstances are, indictments have come out. I just want to put it in perspective with someone who has a little better feel on both sides of the aisle, if you will. Rick DeToto is a former district attorney over in the Houston area. He now is a defense attorney. He has represented any number of people in courtroom situations and really has a great overall view of the balance you bring to something like that. Rick's a solid lawyer. You can find out all about he and his law firm on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Rick, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Good morning, Jim.
Rick, I'd like to get your view on this. You know, when you looked at the Ferguson situation, Ferguson, Missouri situation, it was played out as a racial confrontation, black-white. You had a city up there in Ferguson where the mayor and the chief of police and most all the officials up there are white, in a city that was almost 70% black. And so the issues were basically black-white issues. Baltimore is more complicated than that in the fact that virtually every person that is involved in the system, from the mayor to the city councilman to the congressman to the district attorney to the head of the National Guard, are all African American. So it's not quite the same. A lot of people have told me they're deeply concerned over what they consider a rush to judgment with the indictments of these police officers, that no doubt about the fact that in the custody of these police officers, a young man died. But what's been your experience on something like that? If I've stand out in the street corner, machine gun a bunch of people down, and it's on television, there's all kinds of witnesses, that's pretty much cut and dried. But if it's not cut and dried, you've got grand juries, you do a lengthy amount of investigation, but before you actually make your case, are you concerned about any rush to judgment in terms of what you've seen up in Baltimore?
Yes, sir, I agree with you. And something that a lot of people don't know about how prosecutors make decisions is they look at cases and they look at the evidence they have and they determine, you know, does the fact in this case fall under some theory of a crime? For example, homicide. Well, this prosecutor is under enormous public pressure to act and get charges filed. So she may have looked at the facts that she had at the time and said, you know what, maybe it's murder, maybe it's not. In our opinion, it is. We're going to go ahead and file the charges, and it makes her look like she's, you know, taking action. She's not deferential to law enforcement. She's doing something about what happened. And then if the case is brought to the grand jury and the grand jury says, you know, there's not enough evidence here and they no-bill it, or if it actually goes to trial and the jury finds the officer's not guilty, the prosecutor's hands are clean. She can say, look, we filed the charges. We pursued it, but nothing happened, and it's not our fault. So it's kind of an old tool that they use to get pressure off themselves.
But when you file charges, you are basically making a determination there's enough evidence to take this to the jury. And the public views the charges as a commitment that the prosecutor thinks you're guilty. And so you're tainted for the rest of your life with the fact that you got that charges have been brought against you. That never leaves your record. And so particularly when you've got the system involved, the police officer involved, you would think that there would be a little bit more patient review of all the facts and had it really laid out in some detail. I mean, the coroner's report comes out one day, and the very next day the charges are brought. How do you think that's going to affect what the defense lawyers do in terms of defending these people? You think that's going to be a case kind of rushed to judgment and a political prosecutor that's just trying to put a niche in her six gun? How do you think the defense attorneys will play that?
I think it's something that they can argue. I haven't seen anything in the probable cause statement that was released in the media that indicates, for example, the Praise Heart murder. I don't see any evidence, witness statements or interviews or anything that indicates that they're going to be able to make that case. So it's kind of built into the case at this point, irrespective if the defense lawyer argues it's a rush to judgment or political. They still have to have the facts to get to that point with a grand jury or a jury. And you know, obviously there could be other stuff out there, but I haven't seen anything that leads me to believe that they're going to get a conviction on the Praise Heart murder.
Would you, if you were the defense attorneys representing these police officers, would you move to change venue to get it out of the city of Baltimore because of all of the huge interest? I mean, you're not going to find a juror that hadn't heard all about the case. You know, it's been day after day after day. You know, you couldn't even go out in the streets and, along those lines. So would you want to do it in Baltimore or would you want to move it?
That's definitely a possibility. I think as a defense lawyer, I would wait a little bit and see how it plays out. But sometimes in those situations, you got to be careful what you ask for, because you could get into a jurisdiction that's even worse than where you currently are. And secondly, those motions are very difficult to get granted by judges. They're very reluctant to move cases out of, you know, the jurisdiction where it took place. But it's definitely something I would consider, and I'd kind of look at it as the case progressed.
Of course, we don't know exactly what the prosecutor knows. We know this young man was pretty feeble when he got put in the van, and all of a sudden his spinal cord gets severed, and there's been conflict and testimony galore that one prisoner said, well, he was trying to hurt himself in the van. Some stops were made. No one really knows for sure the details, but I guess my question to you is, based on your experience as a district attorney and looking at both sides of the aisle, by and large, it's pretty hard to convict a police officer for doing his job. And you said, well, that wasn't his job, obviously, is to see that young man was killed. But within the line of his work, something he's doing with his or her uniform on, they're engaged in some kind of confrontation, something happened there. Isn't it generally more difficult to convict police officers in those situations?
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. Right. Generally, police officers kind of have a built-in higher burden of proof that the prosecutors must reach when they prosecute them. My office out of, you know, Harris County in Houston, Texas, and, I mean, it's almost impossible to get a police officer convicted unless there's a confession or they're on video doing something. So it's always an uproar battle for the prosecutors to get these cases convicted pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's been what I thought, you know, experience-wise. So I don't know if you're a sports fan or not, Rick. You sound like one. Well, I know. Look, hey, wait a minute. Whoa, let's stop right here. Alabama, LSU, number one team in the country right now, perennial number one. You were the pitcher that beat LSU back about 15 years ago. So we Tiger fans, you know, I hope I haven't, oh, I shouldn't have said that. All my listeners in Louisiana are going to be mad that I would book an Alabama guy who beat LSU on the mound. But I thought this was interesting, Rick. They close Camden Yards to the public so nobody can see the baseball game. They sang the national anthem, and the last lines of the national anthem are, "Or the land of the free and the home of the brave." Nobody can go see the ball game. You're locked out. There is concern about safety. And isn't that something? They all stand up with nobody in attendance and says, "Or the land of the free and the home of the brave." As a former star baseball player, I kind of, don't you find that kind of ironic that you'd have to close off a city is so out of control, they got to close it off. I'm going to give you a chance to answer. Rick, I want to keep you for one more second. Can you hang on just for a minute while we take a little break here?
Yes, sir, no problem.
Okay. Yeah, I want to tell our listeners, we're talking about this whole Baltimore mess that's going on right now. Rick DeToto is a former prosecutor. He's a defense attorney now. All of his biography, he's got a lengthy biography, is on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back and talk about Baltimore, take some of the bigger issues in perspective with Rick, who knows so much about this stuff. Stay tuned with me. My website, again, is jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
By now, you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Talking about the Baltimore situation, some bigger facts, some lessons to be learned there. Is this all racial or are there other components involved? Rick DeToto is my guest. He's a former prosecutor. Now he's a defense attorney, a former district attorney in courtroom handling a lot of the similar type cases. And you can find all about Rick's bio and his big athlete, Alabama star pitcher, and on to be quite a heck of a lawyer. It's on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Rick, I was asking you that baseball question. Did you find it ironic that here we're the land of the free and the home of the brave, but we can't even make a baseball game go off up there? Had to lock out everybody on the baseball game. It's kind of ironic, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's something un-American about playing a Major League Baseball game with no one in the stands. I saw those pictures on ESPN the next morning. I looked up a couple stills on the internet. It just kind of makes you feel uneasy. It's just, there's something wrong with that.
Did they televise that game or not? I wonder. I would assume they'd televise it. I mean, why would they not televise it? That's not going to cause, you know, such a huge problem up that way. So, Rick, let me ask you, this is a bigger question, and I'm actually asking you to look at the overall philosophy of the situation. But you were a public official yourself, and I thought it was kind of interesting that you got Ferguson, Missouri, which was really a black-white situation with all the officials up there being white and a majority black community that felt like they weren't being properly represented, and so they protested and they burned and they looted and not, I will say that they, that's not fair, a certain portion of the population, and massive protests. You got Baltimore now, where virtually every single official that represents any aspect of that area at all is African American, from the mayor to the prosecutor to the chief of police, the congressman, the councilman, majority of the council, the head of the National Guard in there, all African American, and yet people were violently protesting what happened up that way. And I know that Baltimore is a very poor city up that way, with young people not having any jobs. And you think it's more than just the death of Freddie Gray? And again, that may not be a fair question to ask you, but just from your perspective, why do you think there was so much rioting and protest, Baltimore being the most aggressive we've seen so far, when all of the officials who set the tone and set the procedures and do the hiring and firing are black?
I think it's absolutely a combination of everything you just talked about. I think it starts at the police level, where there's police brutality. It gets publicized. I think you have people that live in poor communities that are frustrated. They have to deal with it. You know, some police officers that harass them, and they may be discriminated in their life. And it kind of all turns into a big kind of raging fury where everything comes in: racism, police brutality, their frustration with life. And it's an opportunity for them to kind of vent their feelings. The problem with these situations is that people see a lot of stuff on the media and they get a lot of information that's not accurate and they act on it. And, you know, then you learn a day later some other fact comes out, what they thought was not true. So it's a very complicated issue, but I think it's just the combination of a whole lot of stuff in their lives that make them upset and frustrated and they want to protest.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a bigger issue involving, and I mentioned that earlier, you know, is that, you know, we've changed into a kind of work together, help each other out society, to a me first society, you know, the probably best exemplified by taking selfies. It's all about me, you know, it's I don't worry about my community so much. What's in it for me? Baltimore being a poor community, it may be a system of just overall protest about the economy because I can't get the Michael Jordan $200 tennis shoes, and I understand that. You know, we all want to do better. I don't care what your economic level is. You'd like to aspire to a higher level. That's just human nature. I don't mean that as any criticism, but I just think it's interesting that the entire leadership of Baltimore, Maryland, is African American, and yet the riots take place, and we have these confrontations. Also interesting. Now, Rick, where are you living now? Where do you practice? What city?
I'm based in Houston, Texas.
You're still in Houston, right? Kind of interesting, and I don't mean to be to disperse any dispersion on all of my listeners who do not live down the South, and I consider Texas all the way to Florida, North Carolina, our listeners along the all the way up to Virginia, Washington. That's all kind of the more in the South. But you know, the South and Texas, too, was kind of the hotbed of prejudice, of voting rights violations, of putting African Americans down in so many ways. And I think it's interesting that the writing that's taking place, Ferguson, Missouri, Long Island, New York, now Baltimore, Maryland, are happening up in the northern part of the country. So this is not indicative of a problem in one part of the country. A racial strife involving protests crisscross the whole country, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's with the advent of, I guess, the multiple media and everyone getting information 24/7 at the touch of a button. Obviously, people all over the United States and the world get information on what's happening in different parts and they react to it. I don't think it's no longer concentrated in the South. I guess that frustration goes all over throughout the United States, and the combination of, you know, there's some good police officers, there's some bad ones, but when the bad ones get caught, they really mess up.
You know, with the you talked about the prosecutor. Now, did I hear you right in saying that the lady prosecutor who immediately brought charges against these officers within 24 hours after the autopsy report came in, she brought the charges. Can she still take these charges to a grand jury, or does she, once she brings the charges, she has to try the case herself? How does that work?
Well, because the felony charges will be presented to a grand jury, basically that's 12 people that determine if there's probable cause. Probable cause is a much lesser burden than whether or not you're guilty. Basically, she has to convince these 12 people that there's enough evidence to believe that a crime was committed, and then the case will continue. If these grand jurors decide, you know what, it doesn't fit the elements of the crime or you don't have enough here, they can issue what's called a no bill, and so that particular case will stop. So it's going to be interesting to see how that process proceeds and what evidence she has. And I know that the grand jury is going to obviously realize how big the case is, and they're going to be under a lot of pressure to get it right.
Yeah, because up in Ferguson, you see, the prosecutor up there didn't bring any charges. He just presented the case to the grand jury. They decided to not bring any kind of indictments or charges along that line. Now, what about the old saying that a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if he or she wants to, that the grand jury is merely a puppet of the prosecutor? I don't understand. I'm not sure just how the Baltimore situation works, but you think this prosecutor, from what you know about her, has that kind of sway over a grand jury?
The ham sandwich analogy is generally true, but these cases are different than the everyday case that goes in front of a grand jury. There's so much scrutiny, there's so much pressure, all kinds of stuff's going to come out of the woodwork. So I don't think she's going to be able to walk through the grand jury on this specific case. I think she's going to have to really present evidence to convince them that there's enough to go forward.
Rick, we're out of time. Thanks for being our guest. Rick DeToto is a trial attorney in Houston, Texas. He's our legal strategist here today. He's on his information contact, all about him, for you listeners over in Texas, particularly, it's on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Rick, have a nice weekend. Thanks for being on the Common Sense Show today.
Well, it's a pleasure, sir. Sure, I appreciate it.
Take care. We're going to come back and talk some more implications about this terrible Baltimore situation. Freshen up your coffee. Come on right back with me.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Hi, Hey, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I've tried to ask some bigger questions, not bigger questions, but dealing with bigger issues involving this Hall Baltimore situation, because, you know, I don't want to see this thing spread, but it could. We could see other cities that have these confrontations, and so we're trying to get a handle on what was unique. And what I thought was interesting about Baltimore was, you know, in Ferguson, you had a white power structure governing primarily African Americans, 70% of the city up in Ferguson, Missouri. I know that area well. I used to be from up there. I've dated girls up at, from Ferguson High School. I know that area very, very well. You had 70% African Americans governed by pretty much an all-white power structure. In Baltimore, it was not the reverse. It was virtually every single official in the chain of command that oversaw anything involving Baltimore was African American. And so what was the community protesting? Why was there looting and burning against African-American officials? Is this indicative of a bigger problem that goes beyond racial balance? That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, joining us right now to kind of talk about some of these things, Dr. Frieda Benbaum is a research psychologist, a psychoanalyst, and author of a great book called What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. It's on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Dr. Frieda, glad you joined us today.
Thank you so much.
Now, I want to tell our listeners something. I hope you don't mind prying into your personal life, Doc, but I got to tell our listeners something. You are very unique as being the oldest mom in the United States to have twins. Is that correct?
That is true.
That is just stunning. I'm married to a twin, Doc, and so I know what identical twins are like, and it's a lifelong commitment between the twins and husbands like me that basically have two wives, if you will, because of the twins. Let me ask you this, if you don't mind me asking, I don't want to pry in your business, how old were you when you had the twins?
I was 60 years old.
60 years old.
Young. Mm-hmm.
Well, were you surprised? I mean, all of a sudden you're 60 and you're pregnant. Did you know you were trying to get pregnant, or was this a surprise to you?
Well, that's an interesting question. No, I was not surprised. What I was really surprised about most of all was the way the world saw my age. When I was in the media, on television with Rod Stewart, or Donald Trump was on television, and he was 60, they were each 60, and nothing was mentioned about their age. They
right.
were thought of as virile. And someone who is female is thought of as over the hill. So I have always faced discrimination in my own way with careers, with relationships, and now with age. And that's why I'm so passionate about this topic as a research psychologist, about what's going on in Baltimore and how the face of our country is changing literally before our eyes. And this is very revolutionary, what's going on.
And I wanted to ask you about that because, as I said earlier on the show, if you go back to the riots in Ferguson that we saw covered extensively, Ferguson, Missouri, and also in Long Island, New York, you basically had African-Americans who were kind of railing against the system. They were saying, look, we got this white power structure of a mayor, a chief of police, and councilmen, and that kind of are governing our lives and not serving us well. In Baltimore, Dr. Frieda, you've got basically every elected official up there that oversees the city are African-Americans. So you've got African-Americans railing against the African-American leadership, and which I kind of wonder, do you see that as a bigger social problem that goes beyond race, frustrations that come from economics, the fact that maybe you're railing against the system of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, but it seems like it goes beyond the racial tensions we've seen in other cities. What do you think about that?
Absolutely, and that's a very insightful question. Economics plays a big part in power, and here we're talking about place where half the men are not there to have the right role models for their sons. As far as poverty is concerned, 97% of people who are in poverty stay in poverty, and 20% of this population is not even working. So, you know, or the ones that are making $20,000 or less. So they're really stuck. They're crying for help. Not about the officials in government or about them being discriminated in any other way, but as far as having equality, something that everybody wants, it's just not there. And we're getting there. The face of our country is changing, and these people, the minorities, are people that everyone represents. They represent all of us. And when there's injustice for one, there's injustice for all. So, you know, where do we really start with all of this? It starts with family, and these are broken families. These kids come home to parents or one parent figure, and they don't have often even the parent there who's working. So they're in the streets, and they learn from each other, and they don't necessarily learn the right thing. They need appropriate, strong, masculine figures, these young black men, to have the right role models. So they start from a place that is not supportive of their success.
Dr. Frieda, though, I was at the Merriweather fight. I wasn't at the fight. I wish it was at the fight. It cost, what, $10,000 for ringside seat, or maybe more than that. Anyway, I was at a big gathering where there was a large screen, and with some friends. We got there early. The fight didn't start till 11 o'clock, and the discussion came up about this very thing. And the New York Times did a lengthy feature about a week ago about what happened post-Vietnam, where so many Vietnamese families came over to America. They profiled on a number of Vietnamese families who came into this country, could not speak English, had no tools at all, no education, and the parents, some are just backing up what you're saying, said, we've got to do something about this. The kids in the family were 7th graders, 8th graders. They get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go shuck oysters or go work until school started. All the family pitched in. The family, the mother and father insisted the kids learn English as quickly as they could so they could adapt. And the focus of the article was the huge success within the Vietnam community who came over to this country because they pulled themselves up their bootstraps. And my friends pointed out that we have foreigners coming in doing this, but in so many instances we have families, both black and white, who say, government's got to do more for me. Give me a response to that. As I say, that was the focus, what my friends told me last night.
Well, you know, that's true, but it's interesting to know that the black man, the way he is being viewed, his dignity needs to be revived. You can't just target someone for the color of their skin. So there's a stigma here involved. When they go to school or they're certified, I just saw this on television, I think yesterday, they can't get jobs anyway. So where do they go? What do they do? This is something, a place in poverty that they're stuck. Moving out of that area is difficult as well. So they do have a community there where it is difficult to have employment. The infrastructure needs to change. They don't have this kind of independence. They have a system, a police system, that does not give justice to the community often. When you look at what happened to Freddie Gray, the reason we know about it is because there were videos. How many other Freddie Grays were out there when there weren't videos? Well, let me tell you, we would be shocked and upset. This was bad enough. So this has to stop. And it's stopping now because the police officers are no longer going to buddy up with each other, and they will be more high-profile and more visible.
Dr. Frieda, I want to have a couple more questions for you. You can hang on. You got to take a break right
sure,
now. Interesting subject, talking about Baltimore, race relations, things that go beyond race relations in terms of economics, poverty. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is my guest. She's a research psychologist. Great new book you can find on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com, What Price Power. Hope you look it over. We'll come back for Dr. Frieda and talk some more in our final segment right after this message. We'll come back and make some more common sense, so freshen up your coffee.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've had an interesting discussion today of going beyond Baltimore, the riots there, maybe even going beyond race relations to economic issues involving, and that we got a profile on this because, and look at this because, you know, is this going to continue? Is this a wave of continuing activity? It'll certainly be addressed in the presidential election coming up next year. My guest is Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She's a research psychologist, psychoanalyst. Her book, What Price Power? You can find on my website at jimbrownusa.com. She's an expert on depression, women issues, and attaining happiness. We all certainly want to do that. She also happens to be the oldest mom in the United States to have twins, which she did at 60, which is the marvelous accomplishment of being a good mom. Doc, let me ask you this. Why do you think some crowds express anger by looting stores and causing property damage in the very cities where they live, in their own backyard? what boils over to such frustration?
The frustration is so immense that when you don't have a voice and you can call attention to yourself, you'll do so in any way possible. The police officers who are not being militant, who are trying to stay calm, was something that was unexpected. Ferguson was the opposite. So the behavior was more apropos to what was expected. Once they saw that they could have a voice, they no longer needed to be violent and no longer needed to riot. And don't we need that more often? Don't we need to hear what other people who feel discriminated against want to say, how they view their point of existence and their experiences? Because there's always two sides to what's going on, and an open court system where people can come in and be heard and changes could be made would be one way of expressing our new changes that are going to be happening right in front of our eyes as we're speaking. Another system that needs to be changed, obviously, is the courts for police officers. There needs to be more transparency. We need to know that they're not just supporting each other, that there is something that justifies the outcome of the trials that are going on. And what's going on in Baltimore is something that finally these police officers are being charged for not only having someone who is suspect who does not live through the process because of their neglect, but someone who was taken in for no reason at all. He didn't even do anything wrong. So,
well, isn't that an issue, though? I mean, this young man, Freddie Graves, had a rap sheet awfully long involving drugs as a distributor for drugs. And I hear what you're saying. I guess I'm trying to reach a fair balance here. And obviously there's been overreaction in a number of cases involving police officers. On the other hand, in my community and in police officers I've known over the years as an elected official, you know, these guys and gals, and I don't mean that gals as a, you know, any slang or anything like that, any detriment. I mean it just as a affection, you know. They're very low paid. I have any number of police officers been on the line for 20 years who work extra duty in subdivisions or at guarding your grocery store to make enough pay to pay for get their kids in school. You got some bad eggs. Listen, if you looked at, across the country, Doc, and looked at all of the psychoanalysts and the psychologists, you'd have a certain number of really lousy psychologists who maybe do some things they shouldn't be doing. I just want to be fair in saying that we've got literally hundreds of thousands of police officers across this country who do their job every day don't know in some instances they're coming home at night if they work dangerous in that neighborhoods. And there's no problem, but there are some bad apples. Now, having said that, am I minimizing what's going on? Are there literally thousands of bad apples out there? I mean, we've had four or five cases, and I know there's been many more that we know of high profile in the last few months. But while those cases take place, thousands and thousands of police officers go to work every day, do their job, come home, work extra duty, maybe work a second job to make ends meet because they want to provide public service. So you see what I'm saying? Am I minimizing the problems out there? I just don't want to disparage all those police officers that really try to lay it on the line and do the right thing.
I hear you, but to put things in the right perspective, when a police officer is shot and killed, that person who has done that crime has a high price to pay. Someone who is a civilian also should have the opportunity to feel justified that they are just as important. Whether they had criminal behavior or not does not matter if they are being killed in an unjustified manner. So, you know, every life is important, and everyone knows that when you're looking at police officers, they're trying to do the right thing. But we do have to know that the ones that are not, they need to be exposed. Because otherwise this will continue and other lives will continue to be taken. So this is putting a stop to what's been going on around us that we have not been as aware of. And hopefully this will bring a softer society, a more loving, caring, less discriminating society that has been long awaiting for this. No race should be less than. No one should be treated differently. Everyone is the same. Everyone wants to have a good life. They want to have a family that they can relate to, or they want to have a good relationship, success in some way, a decent income, health. We all want the same thing, and we all should be given the same opportunity. Going to college, having the right role model, being able to earn a living. Half of these families don't have black men because they can't support the families. They don't have the opportunities. they have the wrong role model. So we need to start not only from these teenagers or these kids, but their parents, to get them started in the wrong direction. So when they come home, their mother isn't drunk, or their mother is not taking drugs, or their mother is not home. So they have something substantial to look forward to at the end of the day.
Hey, Doc, we're winding down for the top of the hour. I sure appreciate you putting that perspective. I hope you're right. I hope we can recognize the big task at hand, and that our leadership will both hold the rules under a firm role of accountability, but also deal with these very important issues. Dr. Freda Birnbaum, thanks for being on our show. Her book, My What Price is Power, it's on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Have a nice weekend, Doc. Talk to you again. Hopefully talk to you again in the future.
Thanks, sir. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Take care. I see what the doc is saying, putting in perspective, but I still am concerned about overreaction. If you've got, I don't know how many police officers we have in this country. We have, it's got to be 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. You know, when you look at the sheriff's offices and the chiefs of police, and, 98%, 99% go to the job every day and do pretty well. You know, in my community they do. And I just don't want to completely castigate the entire law enforcement focus. Now, you know how you deal with all this? Accountability. We talked, if you missed the first hour of the show, we had Bill Anderson, Dr. Bill Anderson, on talking about the FBI and how they blew all the, 13 people that put to death, about 40 that were, spent like 20 years in jail because the FBI analysis from the hair was faulty, was wrong, just made a bunch of mistakes. All right, people make mistakes, but when it's deliberate, there should be accountability. Police officers who deliberately violate the law should be held accountable. There's no, I agree with that, and I think most of you agree with that out there too. But you got to reach that balance there, because Dr. Birnbaum talked about we all want a good quality of life and we all want to have a good education. That's all fine. We also want to be safe in where we live. I want to be safe in my community. Most of these young men who had their problems had lengthy criminal records. So I want to be safe in my community. I want my family to be safe. That's got to be at the top of the list. And reaching that balance is a hard thing to do. Guys, we're out of time. Daniel, hey, can you give me 3 or 4 more hours? Ask the powers of the D. I got to have 4 more hours. I'm just getting warmed up here today. I'm ready to rock and roll. Maybe they won't let me. We'll try again next week. You folks have a great week. You can hear me next week, same time, same station, right here on the show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. I write a column every week. Have some fun. You'll like that website at jimbrownusa.com. Thanks to Michael King for kicking us off here today. See his home talk show here on Genesis. Talk to you next week. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Perfect. Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.